shall pray. A blessed eternal Father, to you we give glory and praise this morning because you have done us good. You have fought our battles. You have brought us to your house that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for caring for us this past week. Thank you for your favor, your blessings, both physical and spiritual. Thank you for your healing hands upon us. Thank you for your protection, your leadership. A lot of havoc, Lord, were wrought this past week, Lord, but you kept us safe and protected. Many homes were pulled down by the flood. Many had their cars damaged, so many things. But Lord, we have come to your house to come and return thanks and praises to you. We are not rejoicing because others suffered those things, but we are just saying, Lord, we are grateful to you. Just meditating on this fact that some people are located in some parts of the world where earthquakes have killed many, where tsunamis have swept many people away. So many calamities all over the nations of the world. Many people have fallen victim of these things. But here we are under your cares and mercy. We bless you. Lord, we cannot appreciate you enough. And we are just trusting you for grace. Lord, that while we have our lives here, we'll be able to do what you want us to do, to serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We are grateful that we are in your house. Once again, we just pray that, Lord, you have your table spread, inviting your chosen people to come and dine. We pray, Lord, that you put hunger and thirst in our hearts, in our souls, that we might feed with the overflowing. Lord, that we might grow thereby, and that the fruit, Lord, that is expected of the same might be brought forth in our lives to your glory. That you bring healings unto us, bring salvation to us. You provide for our needs. You give us grace to climb higher ground. All our desires that we have brought before you today, Lord Jesus, may you help us, Lord. Jehovah, to be able to see them accomplished. Because here we are in your presence, all things are possible. Help us, eternal God, so that at the end of the services of today, our lives will be better than we came here. We will be better servants and sons and daughters of yours, and your name will be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 1. So read from verse 1 to 3, the first instance. Well, that's all right. After the three verses, we sit down and then we read Matthew chapter 16. Praise be to God. I read. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You can sit while we read Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 18. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Then he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to Sunday school once again. So we continue with the Sunday school lesson that we started last Sunday, Revelation and you. Praise be to God. Just a little review of how we started so that we can continue this morning. The prophet told us that Revelation is a rock, as we read from here. It's a rock, and it is on that rock that the church of Jesus Christ is built. In the sermon Shalom, the prophet told us that David, when he was giving forth the psalm, that he said, "The Lord is my rock and my salvation." Paragraph 5. And now, if you wish to turn in the scriptures to where we are going to read, I'm going to read from Isaiah, the 60th chapter, and the second verses, then in Psalm 62, verse 1 to 8. Psalm 62, verse 1 to 8. First. Now, truly my soul waiteth unto God. David now. Truly my soul waiteth. Okay. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consort to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul weighed out only upon God, for my expectations is from him. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him all the time. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. The prophet said, I like that. I like the way David speaks that. The rock. I said, you notice so many times God is my rock. You know what a rock is referred to in the Bible? Rock is a revelation. Praise be to God. And it is upon that the church of God is built. That was why Jesus Christ was telling Peter that flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. You are Peter, but upon this rock of knowing who I am, and now knowing who Christ is the will of God. Knowing who Christ is the will of God. Because revelation, which is rock, is the will of God. Is God making his will known to you? The prophet said, faith is the revelation of the will of God. And the prophet went further to tell us that faith, revelation makes you to see what God sees. And by revelation, you see what God wants you to see. So that is why no man can see until God reveals to that person.
So that is why there is no, you know, sometimes it is so hard to say, you know, to say that God is stingy with his revelation. Am I correct? He's not generous. Just as he's generous with blessing, with material. He's generous with blessing when it comes to healing. A sinner can come and have faith for healing. May not have revelation that Jesus Christ is the Savior. May not have that revelation. Now, Jesus, the prophet, made us to know that revelation, faith is the revelation of the will of God to you. To you. It's a personal contact between you and God. So it's an individual basis. It's on individual basis. So it's not between me and my wife. No. It's not once, like many people believe, that once their father is saved, that the religion of the father is sufficient for the family. They used to believe that in the days of the prophet. The denominations still believe it. You know how they believe it? They believe that once they are Christian, the children they give back to are Christian automatically. I had that personal experience with somebody very, very close to me in the denomination. He said their children are Christian. I said, Christian? He said they are born again. He said once they come to church and they give their life to Christ, they are born again. He said by virtue that we are Christians, our children are Christians. I said that's by virtue of being born in an environment. They are not automatically. See, that is why when we say Christianity, it has a different connotation to us that it does to them. So that is why we, by revelation, understand what being born again is. Because that is primarily the will of God. That's primarily the will of God. So when you don't understand that aspect, you will be a religious man. You will pay your tithe, you will pay your offering, you will be dedicated, you will do everything. But the God that you think you are serving, you don't know him. Okay, let me ask you. Those in Adeboye's church, of course we know. Remember when we preach like this, we also understand that there are different categories of people that will be saved. We know there are foolish virgins there. So anytime any preacher stands to preach, we have those basic understanding when we preach. That does not nullify that. It's not that we don't have that knowledge. Even if we don't go further to say more about it, we have it, but because that's not what we are emphasizing. They don't understand what Christianity is. Because they don't understand what being born again is. They have their own private interpretation about it. So when we say that God is stingy with revelation, we are saying that he's stingy with salvation. That's my word. And it's my own understanding of the way he does it that means to you that word. It's my personal word. You may not use it. But I know what I am saying. He's generous with healing. He's generous with material things. Anybody who can exercise faith in any area of that, if they are not ordained to salvation, they can never have the faith to be saved. They can never. But they can have faith to be blessed and possess the entire world, if it's possible. They can have faith. They can receive healing. How many people receive it in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ? In the ministry of the prophet, how many people receive it? Thousands. Talk about them. Do they believe Malachi 4? Even in the ministry of Jesus Christ, how many of them? Only 120. Remember, at a certain time, he fed 4,000. At a certain time, he fed 5,000. apart from other places where the Bible says that the presence of God, the power of the Lord was present to heal and to deliver. Instances. You see, what we are saying this for, is for you to understand what revelation is. And now that we tie to revelation and you.
Praise be to God.
God is not generous with revelation. Or else, he will give serpents the revelation. And that is eternal life. So now, it is not you to now look at what God says in his word. And if you now see what God says in the word and you don't understand it, then be like the Ethiopian eunuch. Understand that thou word that readest. How can I accept some man? Explain it to me. Then who is that some man? The Spirit of God. Then you have to ask God. You have sent your word, and I believe that this promise is for me. Reveal it to me. Praise be to God. So it's a rock, and the church of God is built on that. And that's why when the church of God is built on that, there will be constant fight from the enemy against that church, but it cannot prevail. That's what he told us here. Let me read it again, verse 18. And I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. It's not possible. They cannot prevail. And so that was why we saw it happen to Peter when he told Peter that, look, you are going to deny me 3 times before the cock crow. He said, but the first of all started by saying that the devil wants to shift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you. And Peter said, Lila, I cannot deny you. He said, well, before cock crows 3 times, you deny me. You deny me 3 times before cock crows once. It happened. But he had prayed Peter through. That is what we are saying. So it is doing. Praise be to God. All right, let's move on again. Now, we say that there is no fear in Revelation. And we saw the case of Moses. Let's look at the case of his parents now. Moses' parents. The prophet told us that they did not fear the sword of Pharaoh. Everything that Moses' mother and father did to preserve Moses was not their knowledge. It was a revelation. It was a revelation. All right, let me read from here. Is here. Paragraph, let me read from paragraph 67 of Why Christ Speak. Watch how I love this. See, in the hour that Pharaoh was putting to death all the children, see, putting them to the sword, the Gadinian sword, they stabbed those little children to death, fed them to the crocodiles, the little bodies, until the crocodiles were perhaps fat upon the bodies of Hebrew children. But the Bible said that the parents did not fear Pharaoh's command to kill the children. They didn't. They weren't scared because they saw something in this baby to begin with. They saw it that this was the answer of prayer. Anything that is going to connect with the purpose and the program of God has to be done by inspiration and revelation of God. So, we also made mention of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We mentioned Daniel. Several characters in the Bible who through revelation defile authorities in Hebrew. Let's read chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. That gives us a summary of how revelation cast out fear. Hebrews chapter 11. Sorry, my Bible is too flexible to read. All right. I will just pick it from where let's read from verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months. Do you see it? By faith Moses was hidden 3 months. Who was it? Moses that hid himself? Who hid him? By what? By faith. And faith is a revelation. Healing of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Revelation, let me just read it, because we are still coming to some of this. Because the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction, the treasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. You see? For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, which we are told is revelation. Revelation of the will of God. What God wanted done. God wanted to destroy the firstborn in Egypt, and anybody who went out of the house, if the angel, death angel saw them, we kill. God told Moses. And Moses by revelation saw that. And he came and prepared and told the children of God. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Let me tell you something. If people of old never operated by revelation, they will never believe God. Because physically, you cannot see God. You cannot touch him physically. He's a spirit. You can't see him physically. Apart from when in the New Testament, according to the promise to fulfill scripture, that the virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel. And then further revelation followed that. And that's why he now came in flesh, for a purpose to have perfect blood to shed for the redemption of the sins of man. But before then, he was not seen physically. Only in some other forms. In form of Melchizedek, in form of the captain of the host, seen by Joshua. Are you getting me now? And some other ways that God, and you know, like God passed in his theophany before Moses, and he saw the back as the, well, God passed before him, and he saw the back as the back of a man. So those are instances, but they are not something that Moses could go and lay a hold over and grab him like that. God appeared to him in the pillar of fire also. Different forms that God appeared to people. If the denomination would now want to say that different form that God appeared to Moses, then you will have as many gods as possible. And so, if it's not by revelation, I see somebody sleeping. If it's not by revelation, no man will be able to follow God. No man will be able to follow God. It has to be revelation. Seeing Mammoth River and part
cutting into two, and you have to enter inside. Fear will probably tell you that if the water collapses, that's it. Fear will tell you that, look, if I enter this place, see this thing, if this collapses, in God, if it closes back, what happens? When you are walking over a bridge, even though that bridge is solid, you first of all use your leg like this to try it. And see that, is this bridge going to break? That's what you can even see that human being made. Yeah, you now see almost unending distance covered by a river. An ordinary man putting a stick by God's command and said, point it to the river. And God caused wind to come and he pushed it this way. And this other one, and he parted, and this was flowing this way, and this one was suspended. Fear will tell you that something that is holding it, what if it fails? And this other collapses on you. We have to walk with God by faith. So there is no fear in revelation. So when revelation comes, revelation does not have second thoughts. Revelation doesn't have second thoughts. No impossibility. Because it is what God wants you to see that you are seeing. And it's what God wants to do, what God wants done. That is where God is revealing to you. Thank you. So it's God wants you to see. That's why you are going to see by revelation. So it is never possible to walk with God outside of that. So if a man walks with God outside of that revelation, he's just walking. He's walking with his own opinion. He's walking with the intellectual understanding of God. And that's why there are failures. So it's so important. All right. So by faith they passed through the Red Sea and by dry land, which the Egyptians assailed to were drawn. Now you pathway you are not ordained to go through. When you put your feet there, you cannot come out. So that is why impersonation is evil. The prophet said, God orders his man to his place. He orders his man to his place. The prophet said, apply it to the ministry, that he orders his people to their positions. And the ministries have their distinct characteristics. I don't need to tell you I'm a teacher. Let me come and preach. You will know whether I'm a teacher or not. I don't need to tell you I'm an evangelist. When I come and preach, you see I'm an evangelist. I don't need to tell you I'm an apostle. When I come to preach, you see I'm an apostle. If I'm a prophet, I only need to come and display the character of a prophet. I don't need to talk. You only see the characteristic of a prophet and you say, this man is a prophet. It's not what he says with his mouth. And if somebody is a pastor, you don't need to say. He doesn't need to say, I'm a pastor. Let him be in that office of a pastor. You see that this man is a pastor. God ordered his man to his place. So impersonation causes confusion. And everybody must remain in their positions as believers. Egyptians are said to enter into, the Bible used the word, which Egyptians are said to do, they were drawn. The pathway you are not called to, you can't go through successfully. You make a shipwreck. That is why you must identify the perfect will of God to you as an individual. In the sermon, warning, then judgment. The prophet said, God does not call a man to judgment until I first of all warn him. The prophet said, if a man is calling you to come and walk with him, he said, you don't just come in there and then you sit down. And then when you sit down, you cross your leg and you are not doing anything. He said, what you need to do is to go to the man. I'm going to ask him, what are my roles? What are my assignments? And so when you go to him, he will tell you, okay, this and this and this and this and this you must do. then you know that that is what you are going to give account for.
Praise be to God.
So we must remain in our position. We must, as individual believer, know that the church of God has been set in order. And you must remain in your position. What you are not called to do, don't put your hand in there. You can't be more enthusiastic than God.
Remember the case of Uzziah. I usually mistake whether I call it Uriah or Uzziah.
The man that touched the ark.
Uzzah.
He touched the ark. Was it not because he was enthusiastic? Was it not because he was zealous? How shall I be watching the ark of God falling down in my presence? But it was an Israelite that knew better. That knew that the church, there is an order. How that ark must be carried. He was carried away with euphoria of joy and the rest of it, thinking they were bringing that they were supposed to have consulted the prophet. And the prophet has told them the order in which the ark must be carried. It must be borne on the shoulder of the priest
that are ordained for it, not on cart.
It will not have fallen down. Those are the ones that had that have been sanctified to touch the ark without God's might in them. Those priests that was ordained to carry the ark on their shoulders, by the time they will put it down, there are staff that they will use. They cannot also be touching it like that. That was why they had a staff that bulges out the other hand. It is by that staff they will carry it and place it on their shoulder. This one will place it on the shoulder. This one is the front, that one is the front. They'll be carrying it. When they want to put it down, it's the stake they will use to carry it down. It's not touching the ark. This one with enthusiasm.
No, you know, he wanted to cry more than he believed. What did he hand him?
He hand him death.
Only God knows whether he's going to reign with Christ or he's in hell. Only God knows that.
Because he disobeyed God's instructions.
But nevertheless, it's God that determines where his lot is. Because they were under the blood of bull and animal. So we leave that.
But what we are saying is that the church has been set in order.
Sorry, it is because of this now that this is coming to me.
The Egyptians, the road that God had here marked for as an escape route for his children,
they also want to come and pass through it.
With wrong motive. If they also wanted to cross to the other side for some other things, maybe, but for what? To make sure that the purpose of God and God's program does not come to pass in the life of the children of Israel. They enter to the same route.
Upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail again. Did they prevail? Alright, let's continue. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are said to do, were drawn.
By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, without shooting an arrow, without a grenade, without dynamite that can break down, only singing, compounding the place 7 times. The warriors, the warlords of today, generals will tell you that there's no common sense there. You see, most things that God did in the Old Testament, they were absurd to reasonable people.
I was about to tell you that. Don't reason like that. That one is not possible.
Some people even said that the Red Sea was not real water. That is a reed of wheat. Yeah. Theologians that read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Theologians, Bible scholars, they were the ones that said they were reed of weeds. They said they were not river, not there is nothing like that. In other words, they were saying it was not possible.
What?
Possible for the rest of us? Forget it, it's not possible.
By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. You see? When she had received the spies with peace, and that, and what,
And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophet. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. Through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Through faith.
May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our heads. God bless you, sir.
Gracious eternal Father, we count ourselves happy this morning to be alive and healthy to be in your house. And Lord, with your promise that when we gather in your name, you'll be here in our midst. Lord, we have seen already the vindication of your presence with us as your word is being expanded unto us. We pray, therefore, that the Holy Spirit will water this in the heart of every one of us. Lord Jesus, give unto us this revelation in abundance. As you have told us through your prophet, that Lord, if it's beyond anyone, we should seek for it. Let it be therefore that these things will not pass over our head. Master, we pray, O God, for strength, for your servant, inspiration. Lord, the infilling, O God, for the virtue that has left him. Lord Jesus, the rest of the service of the day is in your hand. May you be with us and bless us abundantly. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
This world is ye are